Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Saturday Stories. Leadership kit. Think about options and consequences before you send it. Before we jump into today's story, I want to ground myself in gratitude. The first thing that I'm thankful for is the sport of soccer. I really do love soccer. Just the energy, the movement, the flow of the game. I love soccer. Second thing that I'm thankful for is fun music that gets you energized, the kind that can completely shift your mood. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is my mom's legacy of love, something that continues to guide how I show up every day in this world. Well, it's Saturday, which means it's time for another Saturday story from the Leadership Kit. Over the past weeks, we've been talking about decision making, starting, trying, adjusting after mistakes. And today, we close this part of the leadership kit with one more piece. Thinking before acting. Because not every decision needs to be fast. Some need a pause. So let's step into the story. This episode is part of the leadership kit. The value we're focusing on this week is decision making. The skill students are practicing is thinking about options and consequences. And the story you're about to hear is called Before You Send It. The characters in this story are Aaliyah, Jaden, Sophia, Mateo, and Leo. I'm going to read the story all the way through with no interruptions. I just want you to go ahead and listen. All right, are we ready to get started? Here we go. Before you send it. Jaden stared at the screen. His message was already typed. He read it again. This is so dumb. Mateo leaned over. You sending that? Jaden didn't answer. Sophia looked up from her work. What is it? Jaden turned the screen lightly. It's just, I'm annoyed. He didn't do his part. Aaliyah glanced at the message. You could send it, she said. Jaden looked at her. Yeah, she shrugged. You could. Leo spoke from the other side of the table. What happens if you do? Jaden paused. Mateo smirked. Probably a fight. Sophia added, or he shuts down and doesn't help at all. Jaden looked back at the screen, then back at his group. So what am I supposed to do? Aaliyah leaned forward. What are your options? Jaden stared at the message again. I could send it, he said. Or, Leo asked. I could ask him what happened first. Sophia nodded. That might change the conversation. Mateo added, or you could wait and talk to him in person. Jaden excelled. He looked at the message one more time, then deleted it. I'll talk to him later, he said. Aaliyah smiled slightly. Leo nodded. Mateo shrugged. Probably a better move. Later that day, Jaden said, "Hey, what happened yesterday?" The conversation didn't turn into a fight. It turned into a plan. Sometimes the strongest decision is the one you don't rush. Well, that was our story there, y'all. And our skill focus here is think about options and consequences. See, not every decision should be immediate. Sometimes leadership looks like slowing down, thinking through, saying, "Hey, what could I do? What might happen next? Who will this affect?" So that pause, it can change everything. And then when you're working with students and you share this story with them, you can start with a reflection question in the discussion piece where you say to students, "Hey, have you ever done something quickly and then wish you had thought about it first?" And then bring in a noticing a part of the discussion piece where you ask students the questions like, what was Jaden about to do? What helped him pause? And what were his different options? Just going through noticing what was happening in the story. And then later in the week, you can discuss the story again with students and bring up the discussion piece again, saying, "Hey, why is it hard to slow down before making a decision?" You can also say, "What can happen when we react too quickly?" Bring in the question, "How can thinking ahead help us make better choices?" So those are powerful questions there. And just thinking about how to use this story with students, this week truly is about pause, not stopping everything, but creating space to think. And you know, as the week goes on, name those moments. "Hey, you paused before reacting," or "That was a thoughtful decision," or "Hey, you thought about what might happen next." Students, they often act quickly, and this helps them to see that strong decisions come from thinking, not just reacting. Well, if you want the printable version of this story, and I bet you do, with teacher questions and a student handout you can use with your students, you can find it at beafunkyteacher.com. It's free for classroom use. And as we wrap up this Saturday stories, and as you head into the week ahead, here's the leadership focus. You don't have to rush every decision. You can pause, you can think, you can choose the response that leads somewhere better. Because leadership isn't just about action. It's about thoughtful action. That's critical. That's the piece. Thoughtful action. Well, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review if you found value in this episode. Let me know what you think, because it helps more teachers define this space. And as you go into your week ahead, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.